preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, don't give a damn.
Hey, this is your Trump Phenomenon radio show, beaming out to you from the windswept plains of North Dakota here on January 20th, 2023. This is a live show which will be always ever presently evident to you as we goof up from start to finish. And you're invited to participate and provide your own goofs. How about that? Add to the live ambiance at 512-248-8252. I just got out of the kitchen, so I still got some hamburger grease on my glasses. organic grass-fed Angus beef. Oh, wow. Even as a poor man, I insist on the best beef. Before the show's over, I'll wipe that off my glasses and be able to see and read more clearly. 512-248-8252 for you to... We are back, folks. We are back. And again, thanks to the great engineering down there in Round Rock, Texas. There's no Republic Broadcasting Network, and there are no radio shows without that engineering. And us radio hosts could, fall into a hole, and there'd still be radio. But not without the engineers. So keep your funds flowing. to Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org. And you can keep your phone calls coming in at 512-248-8252. And Mike, the engineer, tells me that we got cut off right about when I was explaining that I just stepped away from my delicious organic grass-fed Angus beef hamburgers that I just made for the family. And a little bit of that's on the glasses, as you know, as you when you stand over some delicious griddling beef, and it. So I'll have to clean off my glasses before the show is over. But here we are, a good 24 hours in our cause. Good things happened. Number one, what's the first good thing that happened? Hey, we're talking, and you're listening, meaning World War III has not yet commenced. And I'll have an article on that, a German brigadier general, Erich Vod, V-O-D, who is a real soldier, a real military man. And he has the stones to speak out today about World War III and how dumb ass the political elites are, who are trying to drive all of us to destruction. These people are clinically insane. You know, they took a poll of the Hungarian people, a great political figure. Viktor Orban referred to his people for their vote. What do you think about this war in Ukraine? And guess what? The Hungarian people voted 97% to get the hell out of Ukraine and to get the hell out of an impending war. 97%. Now, I assure you the numbers are similar, the popular sentiment in other nations. The Hungarians are probably better informed than neighboring peoples because they don't live in a information dictatorship, an information lockdown, as most of Europe does. But isn't that amazing? There's no support for a war in Ukraine. It's only these elites, these Davos people. Anyway, it's coming unglued. This Erich Vod, Brigadier General, surely is speaking not just for himself. He's speaking for a lot of other top military who sense this is insane. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. Wait a minute. Maybe billions of people will die. If they turn this into World War III, which they're trying to do. And their premise, they're insane. And think about it, folks. To be a Davos-thinking person, you not only have to be clinically insane, you have to be pretty damn stupid. And that you have to be really stupid to think that, well, we'll just push Vladimir Putin and we'll push the Russian people. We'll just keep pushing them. We'll just keep poking our finger right in their chest, and then we'll poke our finger right in their eye, and they're never going to swing back. No, we'll just keep poking them and poking them. We're so tough and we're so impressive, us Davos elites, and the Russians are such nothing. They're nothing compared to us. And a lot of these people are like, a lot of these people who are trying to start this World War III are women who've never, ever held a gun. They don't even know what they're talking about. And weenies of men, too. Men, women, who they don't even know which end of a gun a bullet comes out of. They wouldn't know how to load a gun. And they're going to send the rest of us into World War III? They are not only are they insane, clinically insane, not only are they moronically stupid, but they're suicidal. Let's add a third quality to these people. They are actually suicidal. Well, if they want to go commit suicide, I'm sure there are plenty of cliffs near Davos they can jump off of, and that's what they should do. But we don't want to commit suicide. We enjoy living, and we want this war to end right now. Just stop it. That one, by the way, that'd be a great thing for if Donald Trump needs to add a platform, a plank to his platform, that would be a good one. Peace. I am the peace president. He always has been. He might want to emphasize that in the new revised platform. Let's have peace. There's good news there. There's good news on the Biden administration continues to self-destruct, and the screwing up in every department. The one area where we lost in the last 24 hours, and indeed we did lose in these last 24 hours, and in fact, we've been losing since I turned on this microphone, and we're losing right now as I speak. And what is that? The avalanche of invaders coming across our borders every second, 24 hours a day. Just a sea of invaders. That's one where we lost in the last 24 hours, and we continue to lose. And it's the MAGA Republicans in the House better think of a way, they better think of a way that they can play hardball to close up our border. They're going to have to play mean and nasty, and no debt limit increases, no money, no cooperation, and we're going to investigate the hell out of you. We're going to subpoena every damn one of you, everybody in the State Department, everybody in the Defense Department. We're going to subpoena all you SOBs at the Pentagon. We're going to subpoena all of you, and we're going to grill you. Why are you driving our nation to the brink of World War III, of nuclear annihilation, against a nation with 6,000 capable warheads mounted on intercontinental ballistic missiles and intercontinental bombers sitting in submarines all over the world? Undetectable submarines and other forms. 6,000 nuclear devices exceeding the entire nuclear stockpile of the rest of the world combined. Why would you risk our children in a war against that? You people need to be in prison now. Not in political office. Everybody in the Biden administration, every damn one of them needs to be in prison. Every damn one of them is a traitor to America. Every top-level echelon person on the seventh floor of the FBI needs to be in prison for crimes against America, for treason against America. Everybody at the State Department, everybody at the Defense Department, accepting only people like Brigadier General Eric Vaught, who's a German. So we're not going to put him in prison, but his counterparts in America, Americans like Eric Vaught, who have the guts to speak out and say, hey, well, here, listen to him. Here's the end of what he said. He says, this senseless activism in German politics, that's the campaign for war, must come to an end. Otherwise, we'll wake up one morning and find ourselves in the middle of World War III. That's General Erich Vaught, V-O-D. He is a brigadier general, but he was the chief military advisor, senior, the top man in the military, to Angela Merkel from memory, it was something like 2008 to 2013, maybe 2008 to 2013. So he was of long duration. He was the top man in the chancellor's office in the military. Boy, do we need this guy back. He says, I'll read a couple other sentences from this thing he put out today. None of those who went to war in 1914 with great enthusiasm thought afterwards that it was the right thing to do. Now, of course, 1914 led to Verdun, the Battle of the Somme. This war would not lead to something as horrific as the Battle of the Somme. This war would lead to nuclear war, which would involve, there's no hyperbole here, billions of casualties, billions. Maybe the whole surface of the earth becoming unlivable. Maybe the end of civilization. The end of humanity. This is what these SOBs, these neocons, these rhinos, these Lindsey Grahams, these John McCain types, these tough guys like Adam Kinzinger, or tough women like Liz Cheney. Boy, she's tough. I'll tell you what, she never saw, the Cheney family never saw a war. They didn't want you to fight in. They don't want to fight. The only gun shooting that the Cheney family wants to do is to fire shotguns into the faces of their family friends while they're quail hunting in Texas. That's as close as Dick Cheney gets to being a military man. Liz Cheney is a chip off the old block. So let me read some more here from Brigadier General Erich Vaude. And of course, this won't be publicized. You won't be seeing this or reading it much at all. Of course, this what is the sound of one hand clapping? What is the sound of the memory hole? This should be on every front page of every newspaper in Germany and the Western world. He starts out with saying, Erich Vaude is an ex-brigadier general from 2006 to 2013. He was the top military advisor to German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He is one of the rare voices who spoke out publicly against arms deliveries to Ukraine early on. And then it goes here, he says, I'll just pick out some sentences. He says, we have a military stalemate that we cannot resolve militarily. He says, a military victory for Ukraine is not to be expected. Negotiations are the only possible way. Anything else means the senseless wear and tear of human lives. Now, this is a machine translation from German, so it might be infelicitous English. In other words, dead people. He says, fine, just a few. It's a beautiful statement of what a military man should have as the goal of his life, the avoidance of war through strength, through a capable military to prevent war from happening. The successful general is one who retires having never fought a war, having never lost a soldier. Those generals at Verdun, the Battle of the Somme, utter failures, utter traitors to Britain, to France, and to Germany, sending beautiful young men to be slaughtered in trench warfare that was utterly pointless. The whole damn war, the entirety of World War I, pointless. No point of any kind at any point. Not even a small point. No rationale whatsoever. How many millions were slaughtered? And of course, that windup gave us World War II. How many millions more in that war? Utterly senseless. And let's see here. He says, He says, I don't understand the mutation of the Greens, that is the left-wing crazies in Germany. I don't understand the mutation of the Greens from a pacifist party to a war party. Notice that's happened here in America. All of these people that were peace now, end the war, Vietnam moratorium, all of these very same people are now jumping up and down, chanting, weapons, weapons, weapons. We need everything. All of our missiles, our best tanks. They haven't offered Ukraine yet nuclear submarines. Why don't they offer them nuclear submarines? How about nuclear armed intercontinental ballistic missiles and bombers? How about satellite weapons? He says, I myself don't know any Green who has ever done military service. There you go. There's Elizabeth Cheney, Adam Kinzinger. I don't know the military history of Kinzinger. Shamefully, he may have actually been carried a weapon at some point. He says, in eastern Ukraine, in the Bakhmut area, the Russians are clearly on the march. So he's pointing out the lie that the Russians are losing. They're being slaughtered and beaten by the almighty Volodymyr Zelensky, this pornographic nightclub comic who did his act with his pants down and playing the piano with his dong. This is the guy. This is the great world hero. This is the man of the year. Why didn't they put him on the cover of Time magazine playing the piano with his dong? Now that I would have gone out and bought a copy of that Time magazine cover. But that was the high point of Volodymyr Zelensky's career, playing the piano with his dong. You don't believe it? Their actual videos are online right now. Just type in Volodymyr Zelensky playing piano with whatever name you want to give his equipment. They, the Russians, will probably have completely conquered the Donbas before long. Just consider the numerical superiority of the Russians over Ukraine alone. Russia can mobilize up to 2 million reservists. And he says, and Germany's going to send in 100 tanks. Yeah, really. And the all-important question is how to get through such a conflict with a belligerent nuclear power. By the way, the strongest nuclear power in the world, without going into a third world war. And exactly this does not go into the heads of the politicians and the journalists here in Germany. And by the way, General Vod, V-O-D, makes the point that he says, I can't believe the press in Germany. And the same thing's happening here in America and throughout the entire Western world, is how are they doing this? They're all in lockstep. They're all marching shoulder to shoulder, all of them with the same enthusiasm for war in Ukraine. What the hell? What, I mean, Isn't there somebody that disagrees in the so-called journalist class? We don't have a journal. We don't have journalism anymore. There is no opposition. There's no disagreement. And these were all the people that were anti-war in earlier events. Now they're foaming at the mouth for war. And let me find, there are a couple other things I should look for here. He says, you can continue to wear down the Russians, which in turn means hundreds of thousands of deaths, but on both sides. And it means further destruction of Ukraine. What will be left of this country? It will be razed to the ground. The key to resolving the conflict does not lie in Kiev. It does not lie in Berlin, Brussels, or Paris. It lies in Washington. That's right. The people who started this war and who keep it going. The neocons, the rhinos, both Democrats and Republicans. The people who never saw a war they didn't like. He says, it is ridiculous to say that Ukraine must decide this. It's being decided in Washington, D.C. by the Communist Party USA. And people don't get that the government of Russia is not. People have spent so much of their life equating Russia with communism that they haven't made the connection, they haven't made the differentiation that Russia, it is Russia that overthrew the Communist Party. It was overthrown by, not the American people, by the Russian people who were sick of communism. And the government of Russia today is sick of communism. It is an anti-communist government. Vladimir Putin is not Nikita Khrushchev. He's an anti-communist. And he says, this has been a civil war, which Washington converted into a world war. It is a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia. And then he said, if you gave a vote to the people of Crimea, the population would certainly decide in favor of Russia. And you have the insane president of the United States and the insane State Department saying that all of Crimea, every square inch, must be returned to Ukrainian dictatorship. And I'm looking for the sentence here where he says it. Listen to this. If the Russians were forced by massive Western intervention to withdraw from the Black Sea region, then before they step off the world stage, which is what that would mean, they would certainly turn to nuclear weapons. I find naive the belief that a nuclear strike by Russia would never happen. We'll be right back with more. I don't know, is that good news? The fact that a general speaking out is good news. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. And no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress.
You can stick your progress where the sun don't shine. And I'll tell you where the sun isn't shining very much tonight or tomorrow or the next day. And that's in the prison at Rikers Island in New York City. Place I was born. Donald Trump's home. He was born in Queens. Rikers Island. Probably a pretty miserable place. I've never seen it. But sitting there today is Alan Weisselberg. Who is Alan Weisselberg, you ask? Well, he was a chief financial officer for Donald Trump and the Communist Party USA. By threatening Alan Weisselberg with Rikers Island over nothing, made up, bogus, non-crime charges. They wanted to get Alan Weisselberg to turn on Donald Trump, to just say anything, to lie, to help them get their target, which is Trump. But Alan Weisselberg, 75 years old, I believe, is a man of integrity. Alan Weisselberg went to Rikers Island, and what was his crime for which he was convicted in New York City, where they haven't, get this, I it's true, the president writes it today, they haven't prosecuted a murder case in New York City in years. In years. He went to Rikers Island for, and he was given a choice of pleading guilty or they would seek life sentence against a 75-year-old man. He had the guts, the stones. He's in Rikers, and his crime was using a company car. Get this, you're going to think I'm making this up. His crime, that the entire force of New York prosecutor's office and all their attorneys and scumbags piling on this poor man, his crime was he used a Donald Trump company car, and he didn't pay taxes on that car. And Donald Trump asked the question today, has anyone ever paid taxes on the use of a company car? Anybody, ever. And yet they turned that into a crime. They found a corrupt judge, not hard to do, pretty much just fall all over them in any courthouse. So they got a corrupt judge, corrupt prosecutor, and they charged Alan Weisselberg with not paying taxes on a company car, which no one has ever done. There are hundreds of thousands of people driving around America today, hundreds of thousands with such cars in their driveway or garage, driving company cars, and the thought never occurred to them to declare that as income and pay taxes on it. Not one such person. Yet the Communist Party USA, in other words, they can turn anything into a crime. They simply, what did Stalin say? Typical communist thinking. Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime. So this is the gulag that we're headed for. This, and the only thing standing between us and that gulag is the MAGA movement, led by Donald Trump. So that's news today. So here's the president. Now here's the president talking, lecturing the Republican Party here. This is a message he put out today. A typical Republican suicide move is to say, well, we're going to cut Social Security. We're going to cut Medicare. We're going to cut this. We're going to cut that. This is the bullshit line of the rhinos, which inevitably leads to Republican defeat, because people depend on their Social Security. They depend on Medicare. And if you go out there on a campaign and you say, well, we're gonna save money by cutting Social Security and Medicare, you just committed Harry Caray. Seppuku, political seppuku. So here's what the president has to say about that today.
Under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security to help pay for Joe Biden's reckless spending spree, which is more reckless than anybody's ever done or had in the history of our country. Biden has blown out the federal budget, wasted trillions on left-wing lunacy and the ridiculous Green New Deal, which is a tremendous problem and embarrassment to us, and thrown open our treasury and our borders to migrants from all over the world. In fact, migrants that are coming from prisons and migrants that are coming from mental institutions are being dropped into the United States, and we do nothing about it. I had the safest border in the history of our country just 2 years ago, and now we have probably the worst border in the history of the world. I don't think any country has ever had anything like we have right now. Well, we absolutely need to stop Biden's out-of-control spending. The pain should be borne by Washington bureaucrats, not by hardworking American families and
Bingo.
American seniors. The seniors are being absolutely destroyed in the last 2 years. Cut the hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars going to corrupt foreign countries. Cut the mass...
Corrupt foreign countries, as in which is the most corrupt of all foreign countries? Ukraine. The president said it right there. Cut the hundreds of billions going to the Communist Party USA piggy bank, a.k.a. Ukraine, and paying for cocaine for Volodymyr Zelensky.
Releases of illegal aliens that are depleting our social safety net and destroying our country. Cut the left-wing gender programs from our military. Cut the billions being spent on climate extremism. Cut waste, fraud, and abuse everywhere that we can find it, and there's plenty of it. But do not cut the benefits our seniors worked for and paid for their entire lives.
Now, what you're hearing there is a candidate for president of the United States who intends to win. With that statement, he wants America's seniors to vote for the man who will save their country. He wants people who rely on Medicare for the ridiculous medical bills, ridiculous prices in hospitals, ridiculous prices everywhere the government has made it possible, as in education. You can't pay a medical bill. Have you paid a medical bill lately, folks? You seen what you might pay for 1 hour of medical minor outpatient services? Thousands of dollars? Completely wacko.
Save Social Security. Don't destroy it. The Democrats are looking to destroy Social Security. We're not going to let them do it. Thank you very much.
Very good. That was a message for today to prevent any smart-ass rhino-type Republican from putting it out there, well, we need to cut Social Security or we need to cut Medicare. That's exactly – this is the game that the Democrat Party plays. They will blow out the budget with trillions of dollars we can't afford. Then the Republicans – like fools will rush in and say, well, we're going to, we'll cut this. We'll cut Social Security. Bingo. You just jumped into the bear trap. That's exactly what the Democrats want you to say. No, just cut their money off. Just tell them, hey, your money to keep your office open, Congressman Democrat, Senator Demon Rat, yeah, that's right. We're closing down the government. Because we can't pay for the crap that you just voted for. And we're not going to borrow the money on our children. I love who put it this way. Somebody beautifully put. One of the people we admire on this show said, what this is the Democrats are paying for their programs with your children's credit card. That's exactly it. They're paying with your children's and your grandchildren's credit cards. But who is the lender on those credit cards? Who holds American debt? Who holds the treasury notes? Who has most of those? Yeah, that's right. Joe Biden's handlers, the Chinese Communist Party. The people who gave $61 million to Joe Biden's Biden Center in Washington, D.C., where he had highly secured documents strewn around for 6 years. The people who have the Biden family by the short hairs. That isn't that shameful that we have as our president, and he wasn't elected. The whole thing's a fraud. Well, let's go down to the next, something else the president put out today. The president talks about his longtime employee, Alan Weisselberg. Couldn't be intimidated into lying for the communists. Sitting in a prison cell in Rikers Island for a type of case that has never been brought before in the history of our country. He didn't pay taxes on the use of a company car. Does anyone? Remember, we are talking about New York City as the crime and murder capital of the world. This is Donald Trump's hometown, where no murder case has even been tried, by the DA in 6 years. And yet they spend tens of millions of dollars, view 11 million pages of documents, his Trump company documents, years of investigation and weeks in trial over the use of a company car. Such a thing has never happened before. Now, by the way, if you put that out as a, like a movie plot to a Hollywood producer, and you said, this is a movie about, in the story, the chief financial officer of the most famous and important person in American political life is sent to prison for using a company car and not paying taxes on it. That's my plot. And the Hollywood producer would say, whatever you're smoking, it's not working. No, we're not making a movie on that plot. Nobody would believe such a BS plot. Oh, no. It's reality, isn't it? Our life, our current world, is too fantastical even to make a movie, a fictional movie about it. He was offered 90 days or life in prison. Now, imagine what it feels like to be Donald Trump. He's knowing that they want to put him in front of a jury. What do they call it? A hanging jury? A kangaroo court? Because if they can charge Alan Weisselberg, he's the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. That's a fairly important person. That's a person who reports directly to Donald Trump. They have him in Rikers Island because he didn't pay taxes on a company car. And they skipped the step of even saying, we're the IRS and we think you owe some additional taxes. You owe $20 taxes on your company car. You know, some piddling amount of money. They just skip that. This is criminal. This is one of the greatest crimes that's ever happened in American history. The greatest crime since the Civil War. And they put Alan Weisselberg in prison. And Donald Trump knows the target isn't Alan Weisselberg. They don't care about Alan Weisselberg. There's only one target. And this is something to refer people like Ron DeSantis to remember. Donald Trump, they don't have Ron DeSantis on the target in the crosshairs. No, it's Donald Trump. We're going to stick with Donald Trump because it's Donald Trump they're trying to take down, not somebody else. And by the way, if they succeed in taking down Donald Trump, imagine what will happen to the MAGA movement, to the Patriot cause. If they succeed in some way in eliminating Donald Trump, making him unable to run for president, they take away our champion. Imagine what will happen to our movement. Not good. Let's see what else the president has to report to us today. I promised you I'd look for his speech last night to Judicial Watch. I haven't found it yet. Shame on me. It's probably sitting right in front of my face, but he was the keynote speaker last night at Judicial Watch at Trump Doral International Golf Club west of Miami. And I'll bet it was a humdinger of a barn burner.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated.
We're back,
way,
folks.
So I made my choice.
And hey, let's just do it. Let's review a little bit of what the president has sent out to us today at truthsocial.com. Nothing too earth-shattering here. But the kind of thing, the kind of trench slugging that Donald Trump does every day, one is here's a post he put up 2 hours ago. The very talented Greg Kelly, whose show on Newsmax is a big success, has just written a book, Justice for All, which is absolutely fantastic. It is available in all bookstores. Greg gets it like few others. Go buy his wonderful words of wisdom now. Now, that's Donald Trump going out of his way to, you know, in his incredible schedule, he manages to get a copy of Greg Kelly's book, probably flip through it quickly. And I don't imagine how he could read all these things, but maybe he does. But looks through Greg Kelly's books and gives it an endorsement, moves the book from whatever number 1 billion to number one. Probably it's a number one seller over in a matter of 1 hour. And he did that for Greg Kelly. He's keeping our team together. He's building up our team. Here's another example here. As president, he shouldn't have to do this, but he does. Necessity dictates. He has to do this. So he's posts here that Republicans in Washington state have the opportunity to reelect a great chairman, Caleb Heimlich, has dedicated his life to the Republican Party. He is smart, tough, and one of the youngest chairmen in the country. He has my complete and total endorsement for reelection as chairman of the Washington State Republican Party. Republicans must come together and focus on winning in 2024. You know, join me today by calling Caleb, blah, blah, blah. So he does that for a Washington State Republican chairman. The president shouldn't have to go down to that level of detail, but he does. Now, here's another one, the post before that. He writes an endorsement of Matt DiPerno. And he says, the Great Lakes state has been so important to the America First movement. Michigan built America. Then bad politicians with bad trade deals tore Michigan apart. Sadly, the radical Democrats have taken control of the state. Of course, all of you are familiar with Gretchen Whitmer, the dominatrix. I see her with like spike high heels and tight leather and way too much makeup and bright red lipstick with that cracking that whip in her hand. That's your classic Democrat demon rat. They're working to destroy Michigan forever. Republicans in Michigan must unite and work together if they want to save Michigan. So he says, I'm supporting Matt DiPerno. And he does this. He goes through all 50 states all the time, doing even the little detailed work because he wants to win. Well, here we are. It's Friday. So we won't meet again until Monday here in the Trump Clubhouse. That gives Donald Trump Saturday and Sunday to do more winning. We'll report on it Monday. See you then.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.